Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, so listen to this. Over the weekend, my dad, I jump in the shower Saturday night. My dad is calling me. My brother is calling me. And I'm real worried something's wrong. Turns out, members in our family, extended family, are getting messages from my mom talking about a great financial opportunity, and that this is a way to get some money and blah, blah, blah. So right off the bat, like, you know, most of our families know with anybody, chances are if you're close to the family member, they're not going to jump on and message you about a rare money opportunity. No. That's usually a scam. But the thing that was confusing people is that the messages were coming from my mom. Mm-hmm. You know, her picture, her, Facebook Messenger, and couldn't figure out, like, what she was talking about and was wondering if she was okay. So someone somewhere took my mom's picture and created an Instagram account, okay? Created an Instagram account of my mom. No friends, no followers, no pictures. But then, because Facebook owns Instagram, used that Instagram account, that phony account, my mom's picture and same name, to use Facebook Messenger.
Uh-huh.
Because they're owned by the same company, you can, if they're linked together, you can send people a Facebook Messenger message from an Instagram.
Right.
And it could very well look like the person that you, somebody's doing it right now with me. There's a Jay Towers imposter.
That says,
again,
use this account for chatting.
For chatting.
With like a rose emoji next to it.
So when I figured all this out, I found this account and I messaged it from my personal Facebook page, which I do not use anymore. I don't use it because I have the Jay Towers in the Morning regular fan page. So
right.
I rarely use this thing, but I can't get rid of it because it's how I use the big account. So I messaged this account on Saturday night before I went to bed. And I said, Cheryl, is that you? And lo and behold, I get a message from my mom, who's not really my mom. By the way, you see, here's the, I don't want to give her name out.
I'm trying to find it because I got it too. I got the message from your mom.
So it says, Merry Christmas. This is allegedly my mom. Glad to hear from you. I'm okay and blessed. By the way, my mother would never say that. I'm okay and blessed. I hope you're staying safe, happy, and healthy. God bless you. None of the things my mother would say. Not that she's not a nice person, but that's not how she talks.
Right. That's not how she talks to you.
No, certainly not to me.
Hey, I just saw you, but I hope you're blessed.
So right off the bat, I'm pretty excited because now I'm getting a message from this alleged, from the perp.
You're in communication.
Right, I'm in communication.
You're in the middle of a sting.
I'm in the middle of a sting.
Yeah.
So I write, that's so wonderful to hear. I've been trying to reach you. Glad you're okay. And then my alleged mom writes, what's up? Something else my mom wouldn't say.
Right.
I write, now here's where I start. Here's where I go into mode, like you're one of your shows. I write, the state police contacted me and a few other friends of the family and said you were compromised and you might be in danger. We're very worried. What number are you at? They need to know you're okay. What cell number should I give them? My mom allegedly writes back, I'm okay. I have no problems. I said, are you sure? Is there something you're not telling us? And she writes, my mom, oh my God, I don't understand why they're looking for me. I said, well, the state police officer said if we heard back from you to alert him right away. The fake mom writes me back and says, I'll have to contact my lawyer and the local authorities. And then goes on to say, I need your assistance. I said, you do? What can I do to help? My fake mom says, can I get a loan? I said, money? Will that help you get out of the situation you're in? Yes, I'm scared, she writes. I said, oh my God, what do I do? She writes, can you Zelle pay me? What? I don't know what that is.
Oh, isn't Zelle...
Zelle pay me.
Like connected to PNC Bank and probably a couple of other banks.
I said, I don't know what that is. All I have is PayPal. She said, please, ASAP, I'm scared and I need the money. I said, what about cash? How about I FedEx it to you? She goes, how about you PayPal me? I said, okay. I said, but don't tell anyone it came from me. Okay, no problem. I said, is 300 enough? She says, make it 500. I said, all right, just 500. And then she goes on to give me an email address that it's associated with. She goes, I thank you for your kindness. When are you sending it? I said, I'm trying to log in now. And then it's like 3 minutes of going, did you send it yet? Did you send it yet? Did you send it yet?
Oh, my God.
Like a bad kid in the backseat of the car. I said, and then I wrote in all caps, you're making me very nervous. So in the meantime.
So now you're spiraling.
Yeah, in the meantime, I'm on the phone with PayPal. And I'm like, hey, see this email address? This is somebody trying to scam people out of money. So now this woman goes on to create a new PayPal because she feels like this one that she sent me isn't working. So then finally I say, the FedEx store's open today. How about I just mail you the money? And then I wrote, I'm almost to FedEx. Please hurry. I'm scared. So then I ended it with, I'm so happy. I just heard that Jane is talking to you and she said, you're fine. And that I should let everybody know. And that the police are with you. Thank God. I'm leaving FedEx. And then I blocked her. So I put the scammer on like a wild goose chase.
You took her on a wild goose chase. Oh, this idiot's behind the keyboard thinking they totally hornswoggled you.
Right.
When in fact, they were the hornswoggled.
Better PayPal my friend.
Oh, Jane's with you and you no longer need me.
Thank God. I'm going to disconnect now. You're fine.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you have fun doing all that?
I did. And in the meantime, I was able to alert the authorities.
I just had a great time.
Yeah. By the way, if you get a message from me on Facebook or on Instagram, and it is from the account JTowers112, that is not me. Nor do I ask for money. Nor do I ask to be your friend.
I have just one question. How are these people ever successful? Who ever takes the bait?
I know.
It got shut down. Instagram just fell. And we shut down this account. Thank God.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.